The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tomorrow in New Hampshire, voters will go to the polls for the first presidential primary. We, of course, remember the debacle from last week's the Iowa caucuses. But tomorrow, people in New Hampshire will actually be casting a vote. And then in a few weeks, they will move their campaigns down to South Carolina. And we've got a group here in the upstate, led by Karen Martin and some others, who are encouraging you to possibly participate in the February 29th Democrat primary. Karen's here with me in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Joe. Doing great. Thanks.
So you guys, some might say this is a little being a little mischievous, but let's talk for a minute about what you're proposing for February 29th.
Right. We are encouraging people who usually vote in the Republican primary to vote in the Democrat primary. And our goal is not so much to make a difference in who comes out of South Carolina on top. We really got this idea when we realized that our South Carolina primaries, which have been open, have been fair game for the Democrats for many, many years. And activists and Republicans have tried to convince our legislators to close the primaries, let those who support the Republican platform vote in the Republican platform and vice versa. But since our Republican presidential preference primary was canceled, we thought this would be a great time to make a point, particularly to legislators who are on the Democrat side, that they need to join us to help close our primaries. And so we decided, well, let's vote in the Democrat primaries, picking the person that we think would make the most mathematical impact. And the person we came up with was Bernie Sanders.
So your message this morning then is to go to the polls February 29th and vote for Bernie.
That's my message. Yes, sir.
Now, I got to tell you, to sit here across from Karen Martin and hear this message.
Well, fortunately, here's the thing. If you are ever planning on running for an office in the Republican Party or for a Republican party office, such as a county chairman, do not do this. It will be on your record. I am never planning on doing those things.
Yes, yes. Well, and you make an interesting point, Karen, when you first started out there talking about that you're not necessarily wanting to change the outcome, but you're making a statement because a lot of folks for a while now have been encouraging our state legislature to close our primaries. And so that's more of the statement that you're trying to make, right?
That's absolutely the first thing. It just happened that Bernie mathematically was the right choice at that time. Now, of course, the Iowa debacle might have thrown that into chaos, but we still go on our message. I'm sure you probably know that the day after we launched this campaign, Democratic Senator Marlon Kimpson down in Columbia rushed a joint resolution to the floor saying, hey, this is wrong. Republicans should not vote in Democrat primaries. Let's fix this. But he only limited that to the presidential preference primary. Of course, a couple of our senators stood up at the time and said, hey, we got this great bill already in the Senate that will close all the primaries. Senator Kimpson, won't you join us in supporting that? And he declined so far.
So what is their pushback, Karen? Why do they not support closing the primaries?
The reason they give is that you shouldn't deny people a voice to vote, and we are limiting people's voices to vote. But my response is that the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, they're private organizations. They have the right to assemble, and you have the right to vote for the candidate of your choice in the general election if you do not choose to affiliate with a party. But people should not be coming in and disrupting based on the platform that they support a candidate in the other party.
Yep. With me this morning, Karen Martin, one of the leaders of the Spartanburg Tea Party. Give us a quick update of what you guys have going on in the Tea Party.
I will tell you the big issue this month is talking to our county council to get them to pass a second amendment sanctuary resolution. We have presented it, speaking in the public comments section last month. We had some support, but not a lot. We have some more convincing to do. So we'll be back at the meeting the third Monday of this month to talk to them again.
And this is Spartanburg County. Interesting. Yep. And as far as your meetings, where do you have them? When are they? And I'm assuming anyone who shares the beliefs and philosophy of the Tea Party are welcome.
They are. We usually meet on the second Tuesday of the month. We took a break for the winter, and we haven't picked up our meetings yet because we just had several projects like this project and the Second Amendment project. But usually they're on the second Tuesday of the month, and you can visit our website and find out more information.
And that website is?
SpartanburgTeaParty.us.
SpartanburgTeaParty.us. Karen Martin, thank you for being here. And so one last time, the message is Karen wants you to go to the Democrat polls on February 29th and vote for?
We want you to vote for Bernie Sanders. And if you want more info, if you're on Facebook, you look at our Facebook page. It's Trump2-29.
Trump2-29. And you can see all about this. And again, it's to make a statement and to close up the process that we have here in South Carolina. And the fact that we have open primaries means you can do this. So go to Trump2-29 and search for the information, and you'll see all the what Karen Martin and the group that's really organizing this, what they're up to. Karen, thank you again for being here, and good luck with this effort, and good luck with what you guys do with the Spartanburg Tea Party.
Thank you, Joe. It was great to be here.